February the 2nd, 2022, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Blog Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomiradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 3, parent. He has designed it to operate in the pattern of pairs, the pattern of twos, and the pattern of pairs. Wherever there are effects, there are causes for those effects. Wherever there are problems, there are solutions to the problems. God has not given us imbalance in life, and God has not given us a severe or truncated life or in a limited life in any part of it. God has given us a whole complete life, and whatever we find one thing operating in a disease way or in a problem way, we will also find the help for that thing if we look close enough. There is help for us no matter what the problem is. There is always help for us. I'm speaking now of the problems that we seem to have in a comfortable state of mind for ourselves. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 4, one water, different plant. God says in a parable in the Quran, see how from the one water plants come up different from each other, inferior and superior to each other, some with inferior qualities, some with superior quality, all watered by the one and the same water. Dear people, we hate to recognize that all human beings are the same, never have been, never will be. Each one of us are free to earn a reward from Allah. Some of us are not as interested in pleasing Allah as others. Some are more selfish. They grow into thorns and crabgrass. Others are more inclined to God. They are less selfish, so they want to help others as well as themselves. They grow into something beautiful, attractive to all people. God says he waters the earth with one water, and plants come up different from each other in equality and worth. Human aspirations. Again, dear people, let us look at human aspirations. Something that we want to, but some of us are so selfish in our aspirations that we grow unhumanly instead of humanly. So God, he has to tell us what is our own aspiration. That's what we have to realize, that God, he feeds us the life for the spirit as well as the life for the flesh. He feeds us, and we have to also understand that it's Almighty God who enlightens us. We don't enlighten ourselves. He enlightens us. Einstein didn't make himself the successful scientist he was. Pasteur or none of the rest made themselves the successful scientists they were. It was because of the blessing of God that they became the successful scientists that they were. They were given a brain. Their brain was a gift. Brain, interest, and drive. Of God, the health is, it was a gift of God. The interest was a gift of God. They had to have an interest. If they that's the brain and not interest, nothing happens. So you have to have interest. So the drive was the gift of God. Interest and no drive, nothing happens. Yeah. And then God comes and aids all of that and makes accidents happen to show the scientists something that they couldn't find scientifically. How many great discoveries we have heard of. And the report says, no, I wasn't after that. I was after something else. I ran up on this by accident. The Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 4, earth, water, one yet, many different plants. Look how the same earth that appears to be no different from the earth over there produces this thing in excellent, beautiful quality. And the same earth looking the same over there can't produce it. And I looked, and I looked at the desert where the Arabs roamed. You know, they used to be Bedouins, and they roamed the desert, what is out there, to inspire culture. But yet, the Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 4, different plants from the same one water. Souls are expressions and branches of the one soul. So this is responding to a question about the soul after a person dies, the soul of that person. So we talk about the soul as one soul. So we are one human soul. And all other souls are expressions and branches of that one soul. The human soul, in fact, we are nothing but that same. If you can imagine this bottle of water, the water in this bottle being all the souls on earth in their original form, as God created it, that is the human form. With human sensitivity, the original soul with the human sensitivity as God made it in the beginning. So if you can imagine this bottle of water being all of that, my soul is from this water, so your soul and every other human soul is from this water. Just as this water is in this bottle, no change. But once we become conscious, then just like water feeds a corn seed and the corn seed becomes a corn stalk, and the stalk bears ears of corn, right? So the same one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the same water comes down and waters the life, but some life comes up superior, some life comes up inferior. So soul is the real life. Race, culture is merely its dress. So it is the same water, same soul. But when it comes into us and we become conscious, then that water takes on form and it becomes Warith Uddin Muhammad. It becomes you. And then our life, the way we live, and in the environment where we live, makes us different. But all of us should keep the purity that we got out of this bottle. Because what we are dressing up is the soul. The soul is the light. So it is the real light. And our culture, our ethnicity, our racial characteristics, and racial spirit, all of that is nothing but expressions dressed up that we put on this original water. If you dress up this original water without a respect for this original water, without a love and a respect for this original water, you are not keeping the content a good human. You can't go far. So the nations who have left their humanity, they are just Africans or Nigerians or Guyanians, and the African Americans over here, you are nothing but black people, or you're African American, but you are not in touch with your human essence. In its purity, you will not go far. The only life that can go far is the original human nature. America has built its whole society on the recognition of what I'm telling you right now. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights. So they are talking about the soul, and it says that the government cannot give you this, and the government can't take it away. So that is the wisdom of the founding fathers. And they perceive the human nature being the basis of life for human beings. And that is the life that they have to base the right available to citizens on. The right available to citizens and based upon your right to that life, and that the life that wants to pursue happiness, that's the life that wants to have dignity and respect in the world. You lose that, you don't want much. The average black person, they don't want much. They want just what you give your dog. You give your dog food. You give your dog a place to live and a place to bark and carry on. Let it go out for a walk. And you let your dog have sex sometimes. So this is all what they want, no more than what you give a dog. As Allah says in the Quran, they want no more than what cattle have. The life is just no more than the life of cattle. The Quran, Surah 14, Ayat 1, Quran sent to bring man out of darkness. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayat 203, Quran, light. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayat 7 to 17, Majah, Muhammad, ascension. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayat 51 to 52, Prophet 1, Brotherhood. Bukhari, page 4, 429, Heaven, 7 Prophets. So we know what broke the dark ages, and God said that he has revealed the religion, revealed this Quran, for what purpose? To bring mankind all out of darkness into the light. Out of the darkness of bad morals, moral blindness, out of the darkness of rational blindness, out of the darkness of a social ignorance into the light. So he is leading. And that's what you should be advancing now. That statement that Muhammad is the leader of the modern world. So world is night, is nighttime. So we have to lift our minds and spirits up. We have to lift our gaze up and look a distance up the road. You want to really have an accident driving on a dangerous road? And life is a dangerous road if you don't know what you're doing. If you want to really have an accident at night, and this is nighttime, the world is always nighttime. Only God's way is day. So you're driving on a small, dangerous road and then winding like a snake sometimes. And some of you drive without lights, and here comes a big, huge vehicle coming your way with bright lights. And suddenly, you're totally blind, and you're off the road forever. You're gone. And then some of you, many of you, look right in front of your vehicle, and your eyes are not going beyond the vehicle. You are headed for a terrible collision. You got the light. You gaze up and put your eyes with your light into the road, a distance ahead of the moving vehicle. The Quran advances other religions. Now, also this brother imams, I'm talking to you because you say you are a Muslim. You say that you serve in al-Islam. So I'm talking to you, and know this also, that whatever they are teaching in those private quarters, Christian theology, Christian interpretation of scripture, they are even trying to interpret Quran for Muslims now. Whatever they are doing, know that their religion itself is to be advanced by al-Islam. Their religion is to be advanced by the Quran and Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. They have only been able to advance because of God revealing the Quran and putting Muhammad, President of peace be upon him, in the world as the leader, whether they are Jews, Christians, or any other. Muhammad is their leader. There are many signs, but I don't need those. All I need is to know what al-Islam is and look at the world. I know who the leader is, but there are signs too. When God took Prophet Muhammad, President of peace be upon him, up into the heavens, and showed him the leaders in the past of God's beginning with Adam himself, he greeted them all as his brother, because prophets belong to the same fraternity, for want of a better word, the same order of messengers, prophets of God. So he ascended this order from Adam and Jesus Christ, Joseph, Yusuf, Idris, Aaron, Moses, and Abraham. So Muhammad is the imam, leader of the other prophets. Prophethood progresses and evolves to Muhammad. So I don't think I missed any, and he greeted each of them as brother, except for Adam and Abraham. He greeted them father. So this is Judaism and in Christianity. So we know that the first father is Adam, and the second father is Abraham. After greeting them, what did he do? He led them in prayer. So who is their imam? Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, is their imam, their leader. What is that to tell us? That even prophethood is an evolving thing. Prophethood is a progressional thing itself. God was evolving and progressing prophethood and revelation, so it becomes complete for all the needs of mankind. And who was the last in that? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So who should be the leader of the rest? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. If God sent messengers one behind another to make contributions to advancing his way, to contribute to advancing or toward the advancement of his way, then the last one to finish the job, he is the one. It has it all. Those before only had part. Darkness, symbolic of ignorance. The Quran, Surah 14, Ayat 1, we have revealed, bring from darkness to light. So the darkness is the darkness of ignorance. You don't need anybody to lead you out of the darkness of night. All animals know how to wake up when the day comes and go out and take advantage of the day. It's talking about the darkness of ignorance. When you don't know the answers, you can't see your way. When you don't know the solution, you can't see the way to work the problem. You don't know how to do it, so you can't see how to do it. And you'll all say that. We use that expression. We are talking about knowledge, not just physical light and darkness. So we are talking about the light and the darkness of knowledge. We say, I can't see that. I don't see it that way. These are expressions of the language that witness the expressions or witnesses that we already have the terms light and darkness, or darkness and light for knowledge, not just for physical environments. The Quran, Surah 14, Ayat 15, seek world dominance is denied. So God says, for them I say to you, God says in our holy book, he will never give the rule, that is the power over others, over nations, to anyone who seeks corruption or seeks a dominance. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayat 27, When I breatheth into him, my spirit bow to him. Genesis 2:7, breath into man, he becomes a nostril living soul. So world is a god. So the world is called a god. In the world, it fell under a deep sleep and began to have a desire. It felt lonely, and it needed or wanted something. So the book says in Genesis that it is not good that the man should be alone. This means that it is not good that the early Christian community should be lonely and suffering like it was. What God is this speaking? This is not the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is the creator of the church, Adam himself, and he was already dead divinely. The breath of life was not as the Bible Genesis would make you think, the breath of divine origin. So this breath was the breath of a grafted world order. It was the breath of something false and contrary to the divine. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 12, Iblis made of fire, made man of mud. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 27, Jinn made before from scorching wind. The Holy Quran says that the being of fire, or the jinn, were made before. That is, before the man was made to be the crown of the creation. The scientists of the world think that they have made themselves, but they are blind children using our tools. The jinn boasts that God made him before he made man. The jinn says that they were before Muhammad and that they will not submit to him. They say that they came up the hard way and they got their knowledge by their own efforts. They say that they are not men of the spirit of divine man. They say they are men of knowledge. They said that they don't submit to religious teachings and that no religious leader will tell them what to do. Fire means knowledge of the world. So fire means a body of knowledge that is of the world. Men like to look at it and be near it because it gives them warmth. They use it to cook their food and to do things for themselves. They use it to light their world so they can see. We don't call electric bulbs fire, but they are fire too. If you don't believe it, go and put your hand on one of them and you will see hot. It is also fire. So the light of the world is also fire. The scientists have built their bodies of knowledge. They say that their knowledge is the light of the world and had it before this Muhammad came on the scene. They ask how are they going to submit to a religious man. They say that he preaches well and he might be sincere, but he doesn't have that much sense. We are scientists. God says that nevertheless, he knows something that you don't know. I know that you know not. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 12, Iblis made of fire, men made man of stone, of mud, pardon me. Iblis made of fire, made man of mud. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 27, jinn made before from scorching wind. God said in the beginning that he was going to make a ruler in the earth. He didn't say he made his man to live under other people. I'm talking about God man now, not the one that conquered God's man and made a grafted man. God said that he was going to make a man from the dust of the earth, from the lowest of the people. And when he had breathed into him of his spirit, divine mind, the scientists of the world, the wise, the stiff-necked, and proud, who think they know all of they and think they know it all, have been casting their wits against his revealed knowledge. Almost dropped their books and bowed down to his man. All praises is due to Allah. According to the Holy Quran, when the wise scientists were ordered to submit to God, man that he himself had made wise with his mind, one amongst them said he refused. He wouldn't bow down to that which God had made from black mud fashioned into shape. He wouldn't submit to bow to God's man because he said that God had made him of fire and not mud. The Holy Quran says that the being of fire or the jinn were made before. So that is before the man was made, to be the crown of the creation. The scientists of the world think that they have made themselves, but they are blind children using our tools. The jinn boasts that God made him before he made man. The jinn says that they were before Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, and that they will not submit to him. They say that they came up the hard way, and they got their knowledge by their own effort. They say that they are not men of the spirit of divine man. They say they are men of knowledge. They say that they don't submit to religious teachings, and that no religious leader will tell them what to do. Fire means knowledge of the world. So fire means a body of knowledge that is of the world. Man likes to look at it and be near it because it gives them warmth. They use it to cook their food and to do things for themselves, but they use it to light their world so they can see. We don't call electric bulbs fire, but they are fire too. If you don't believe it, go and put your hand on one of them, and you will see hot, it is also fire. So the light of the world is also fire. The scientists have built their body of knowledge. They say that their knowledge is the light of the world, and had it before this Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, came on the scene. They ask, how are they going to submit to a religious man? They say that he preaches well, and he might be sincere, but he doesn't have that much sense. We are scientists. God says that nevertheless, he knows something that you don't know. I know that you know not. Adam, tell them their name. After he had made his man and breathed his mind into his head, he told them to tell them, the proud, rebellious scientist, their name. That means to identify him so he can see himself. Since God, man, has God's wisdom, he can now direct it to this rebellious scientist and tell him how he came into being, and tell him what he has done to this world. God says to shine this light into his light, put out the scientist's light with the bright light of divine, and destroy him with light. The Quran, Surah 16, Ayah 3, Allah created earth for just then. No matter what man does to make the world not just, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made the creation so that the creation itself is going to force man to come closer and closer to justice until there is a just world. A world of justice, of right doing on the part of rulers or governments, etc. Mainly referring to government, people with power, not the ordinary person. The ordinary person, the common person, is not responsible for the world not being just. It is the obligation of those who are in power to make the world just, or to make the world right. So the only thing we do is complain and put our pressures on them in many places, get killed for doing it. Or we are blessed to have a system of justice like in the United States, this democratic system, that we carry our problems to the system, to judge, etc. Sometimes you don't have to carry it any further than our aldermen. Sometimes the preacher is enough. Just tell the preacher. The preacher works it out, finds a way to solve problems. So what is this saying in from Quran, really? Justice has been put into God's creation. Justice is in the earth, in the sky, in the way the solar system works. Everything works for justice. And justice is in our nature. And when we go against it, we are just going against our own good nature. Justice is in everything. And God's justice is working. If you wasn't for men being created to utilize or make good use of the creation, what is in the ground and what is in the sky and everywhere. Justice would come this fast. Justice would be very slow coming. But because God has made the world the way it is and made our brains and our hearts the way they are, justice comes fast. The justice is going to keep coming. The bigger the world gets and the more man utilizes the forces of nature and the created things that are in the earth and the sky, the fast justice will come. Justice is promoted by material dominance. The Quran, Surah 16, Ayah 3, heaven, earth, created for just then. So just as God says in our holy book, that he created this world. So this is big material universe to promote justice. So we believe that natural phenomenon, that the natural nature of the material dominant is promoting justice. And the more man engages the material world to bring out its science, to utilize the benefit of God's creation for his own society, the more justice is going to be in demand. If you study history, you will see justice is more in demand now than ever before because man has progressed with the material world. He has made great progress using material world, the material things that God made. There is no peace until there is justice, we believe. That God gives a picture of this great universe, and he says, its beginning was not in quiet, but in noise, confusion, explosion, and chorus. And this is one of the names of the universe. It says that the universe was in violent commotion. In one of the translations of the Quran, it says, it was a disturbed smoke. And another description, God caused order to come into that chorus. So when order came into that chorus and everything received its attention, bodies were given freedom to have their own orbit and to have their place in the beautiful picture of the universe. Everything got its and was giving it freedom to be the whole picture, to have its existence and its function. In the whole picture, then we had order. Then the heavens were at peace. God gives us that to show us what must happen on this earth. When we can respect our sister nation as we respect ourselves. When we can give them the same freedom to have their own orbit and not impose our ideology on them, etc. And that as long as they support the order and the peace for all mankind, we should tolerate their differences, even their differences in ideology. That's what I believe justice is. Justice is having that kind of thought, that kind of mind, and accepting that everything God created has dignity, can have its dignity and its life. I would not want to see the United States imposed its ideology on others. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Prophet Night Journey. Bukhari, page 1, 345, and 4, page 4, 429, page 5, 520, 5227, Prophet Seven Heavens. St. John 3:13, no one was in heaven but he that came down from heaven. So God bless you to struggle for knowledge of him. With understanding, he will lift your moral life up from low-mindedness, mental body up from darkness, ignorance, spiritual body up from filth, corruption, pettiness, and self-righteousness. God lifts the inner body up and separates you from the low world that you were once a helpless victim in. So going up is this vertical line of the cross. The stop of the cross and going from Mecca to Jerusalem is this horizontal line. is the balance. Balance of agreement has to be established between Prophet Muhammad and Jesus. So Prophet Abraham's sacrifice wasn't material money. It was charity of knowledge. He destroyed secrecy in religion and gave the knowledge free to everybody. Prophet Muhammad carried that principle higher. He made tax an obligation on the society for the sake of the poor and the needy. Prophet Muhammad was lifted above that. The cross is a sign of a person's knowledge, the capacity of his knowledge. Revelation is the going up. It's a graduation in knowledge that takes us up, then serves to society, goes out. First you get the knowledge. It brings you up to the different levels and enable you to serve the society. So this bar here is service to the society. So the message is what serves the society. So this line here, vertical, means knowledge. As the knowledge goes up, the level of the message goes up. The level of understanding that's given to the society is raised. Bakra's flying horse represents the natural inspiration that comes to us through nature. Natural motivation without intelligence, blind natural motivation, natural urge. Horse refers to motivation, urges that arise from nature, not from intellect or intelligent observation. A horse of different colors shows us how the nature, natural, is broken down or corrupted. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Night Journey. Bukhari, Volume 1, 345, Prophet 7, Heaven, represents human growth pattern that is vertical and horizontal. Vertical man must move upward morally, must find the relationship between himself and something else that enables him to rise his level, must have perpendicular growth to grow in value. Horizontal, the person has to accept hard. When he do this, we will have one human economy that has a currency called zakat or charity. It establishes for us an economic order that gives us heaven or society, complete worlds that lifted above the ground would in human principles yet begin from the individual connecting himself with his creator and moving horizontally and vertically. So this is what the cross meant. It was a sign of the universe, life creation. So Jesus did not give man of understanding, but parable faith. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Prophet Ascension. The Quran, Surah 65, Ayat 12, created seven for you similar. Matthew 10:38, Jesus takes his cross. John 16:7, Jesus expedient, I go away. John 16:7, Jesus, you not see me, yet see me, again see me. John 16:25, Jesus, I speak to you in Proverbs. Mark 13:11, Jesus said, think not what you will say. So we need a check, and God has given us a check. It is a check in our own nature. And Jesus said, if you take up my cross, he spoke of a cross that he called his cross. The cross of righteousness, the cross of moral obedience. That is what checks your behavior, righteousness. So we think of Jesus as a man of understanding. But remember, dear people, when Jesus was preaching and living, he was not a symbol of understanding. He told his ministers who he selected, he said, think not of what you will say at the destination. Preparing a lecture, purpose, no speech, prepare no speech, trust God. And when you get there, God will put the word in your mouth by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Is that not the Christian teaching? So Jesus did not represent understanding. If he represented understanding, he represented moral understanding. So the moral understanding to obey your spirit, your superiors, who is God. But as far as rational understanding, as far as cultural understanding, Jesus did not represent that. No, he said, I speak to you in Proverbs. But he said, one will come after me who will lead you into all truths. And he said, I is a must that I go away. He said, but nevertheless, he will send you one. The Father will send you one. Another comforter. Isn't that what he said? He said, I will go away and you will see me no more. He said again, and you shall see me. How shall you see me? You shall see me through the eyes of the coming of when he comes. He shall reveal all things, even me. So this is double talk, isn't it? But it's true if you understand, he said, I go away and you see me no more. And then again, you shall see me. Praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that I pass away, I go the way of the prophet. But God is going to send another one because I represent a stage and a process, and it is expedient that the stage go the way so that the next stage can come to you. And when the next stage come to you, then you will see me. So this is scripture. This is Bible, Old Testament. And there are many explanations for that on different levels. But let us understand it on the moral level, because that is the first level, the most important of them all. So if you are morally right and you hold into your moral integrity, God will eventually bring understanding to your mind. But if you give up the moral integrity, don't expect any rational understanding. So Jesus is a type, sign in every man and woman. So this is what is required in the religion of God. You can't understand his religion with an immoral mind. You have to understand his religion with a moral right mind. And nature and Jesus came to quicken that life, that moral life in the people, and bring the people back to moral responsibility. He said, if you hold on to that, he said, I go away, but nevertheless, I am with you always. Isn't that what he said? Because he was just a man, an individual, as a sign representing the type of man that is in every man and woman. And the moral life, God has given it to every individual. So if you hold on to that, Jesus is with you. Not Jesus born of Mary, but Jesus that was born your Mary. So Mary was a natural woman, wasn't she? She had a mother and a father. She was a natural in every respect. But she was obedient, so obedient that she did not give herself to any sin, strictly obeyed the discipline of her religion. So that is Mary. Jesus was born of that Mary, not I say to you. But Jesus was the type of what is in all of us. Where do we have the proof from our religion? Prophet Muhammad said in heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and above you are seven tracks, and also within you seven tracks. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in his ascension shows us what that is. We find that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in his ascension, he was taken to the realm or to the plane of Adam, and there he was taken out from the plane of Adam to the plane of Jesus Christ. And from there he was taken from the plane of Jesus Christ to the plane of Joseph. And from there to the plain of Ezekiel, some of them say it is Idris. and from there to the plain of Aaron, the prophet, and from there to the sixth plain of the plain of Moses, the prophet, and then up the seventh plain, the plain of Ibrahim, the prophet. So this is the ascension of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Now, so it is seven within and seven without. So Jesus said, I and you and me. Isn't that what Jesus said? I know you say that the church, that Jesus was giving them a picture of the church. That's the church represents the body of Christ, and all the members of the church are in his body. That is the first level of information. That is preschool knowledge. I'm not making fun of anybody. That is preschool knowledge. Seven heavens mean possibility for human excellence. If we understand that, then we see that our religion and what Jesus said is compatible. Jesus said, I in you and you in me. And our religion says Jesus represents one of seven planes above us. But also the same seven planes are within us. It means possibility for the human excellence, seven major planes of possibility for the human excellence, and one of them is the application of all of that excellence in the world. So the Quran, Surah 18, Ayah 6, would you grieve self to death? So that's not saying that he himself as an object, because the prophet is a person too. He is not an angel, not a spook. So as an object, he was complete too. But he could say it. He couldn't tell you. He couldn't preach it. Why? He couldn't preach it because the mind of the individual wasn't yet ready for it. Not only the mind of the individual, but Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon his mind, as an Arab wasn't ready for it. Prophet's mind as a prophet was already, but Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, mind as an Arab was not ready. Now, I know I will shake some mind by saying these things. Let me explain. If his mind as an Arab was ready, God would have given it to his people at that time. But God doesn't just pick a man for the time. God picks men for the future. And a prophet is a man that's picked not only for the time, but for the future. Do you understand? All right. So Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was a prophet. He was picked not only for the time, but for the future. So his mind as an Arab mind was a part of the society. It was just the best mind in society, the innocent, true, upright mind of the society. And that mind received revelation. And he, as a prophet, as an individual, had to submit and swoon and be perplexed at times because of that revelation. Prophet's message was beyond ethnic mind limitation. Many times he was worried. Doesn't the Holy Quran tell you that he was worried? That shows you that the message was beyond his mind. The message was universal, a message for all time. He himself as a moral person, as a spiritual and moral body, was complete and fit for that message. But as a worldly man, as a man who gained and got his knowledge and his mind from the society as an Arab, no, I don't know if you would understand me. But I am just telling you some truths. Well, what about our mind? Well, my mind is of the new time. My mind is the mind that is almost 1,400 years. God, through his natural working, has brought the mind of the world to the position where the mind is ready not only to be doors, prophet, act from the object, but the mind is ready to come into the form and be the object, see? But he did have a knowledge, and he knew that in these signs is knowledge for eternity. And he knew that in time, these signs are going to be understood, and that no matter how long man exists on earth, he knew that he had pointed the way for their salvation and for their advancement, for their progress. I would not be surprised if that expression, shoe fly away, come out of our people who came from Islamic past and know that language and had that wisdom. It could have survived in them. They could say it subconsciously and not even know what they were saying. The shoe has not lost that, so your mind lost. Your consciousness lost it, but your soul didn't. So it comes up as an expression, and you do not even know where it's from. I kind of believe that shoe came from them, or either wise people said around us, and we picked it up. That is strong possibilities also. So I think he was a group of people, and they were holy people dressed in garments all white. And Moses saw them, and he was attracted to go to them. And when he went to them, his own nature told him, these are special people, and I should get rid of this base that I have. Shu is on the base. I should get rid of this spiritual base that I have from Egypt when I was in Egypt, because obviously Moses was learned. He was in the house of Pharaoh. And he knew that the Egyptians had the god Su. Right, he had to dismiss or take off the spirit that he got in Egypt. With these people, he was going to get another spirit. But it means that if you disposition yourself incorrectly, you cannot go up God's mountain of logic, because that was God's knowledge. That was not a philosopher's knowledge. That mountain was God's mountain. So you cannot ascend God's mountain of logic for the leader until you first prove yourself independent of the spirit that the world has given you. So that is what he had to do. And had such confidence in those people that he met there. The star righteousness, he saw the light, just caused him right away to question himself and what he was standing upon. Reduced their borders. Water is symbolic of the soul. It's a reservoir. Wind is symbolic of the spirit. So you know water comes against the bank and it takes some of the bank away, right? So this is where the idea starts. So it means that the nature, water is symbolic of the sentiment of the people, their spirituality. So their soul, when it is still at peace. So this is the nature of the soul. But when it is disturbed, it is symbolic of the trouble in the people. So Jesus Christ in the Bible, I go to you what is available quick. It is in the Quran, but we are familiar with the Bible. So in the Bible, the water was being disturbed and the boats were being disturbed. And he and Jesus said, the trouble is in the wind. We bucked the wind. There was nothing wrong with the water. So the wind is affecting. That is the spirit. Water is symbolic of the sensitive nature of man. He has a sensitive nature. His soul is a reservoir, but like a plant, the water goes into all of the branches everywhere. So his whole life is a sensitive life. But once he gets fixed up here, it can make him numb to all sensitivity, right? So we have to know what we got to eliminate darkness. And so that is what you're going up for, to get away from darkness and mystery. The mountain going up is symbolic to going to find light in the dark world. So Christ, in the dark world, to check what he says. Christ, check what he says. He says that the light of this world is darkness. So we are in the dark. And when night falls and everybody is in the dark, if the clouds are not up there or in the lot of light, the Arabs said as a thousand eyes. So Jubal Nura, the mountain of enlightenment. So going ascending up the mountain, the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, went up there, called it Mount Hira. That was in the old pagan time. It means mountain of a cat. I guess nothing but my cat went up there. Hira means cat, but it also is from Greek. After Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, went up there, it is not called Mountain Hira anymore. And we should never call it by that name, because that is what the enemies of al-Islam called it. Keep it like that. It was in pagan time. So that he went up Mount Hira. But once he received guidance from God, which was light for us down here, it is called Jubal Nura, the mountain of enlightenment. And that is why it went up there, to call on a higher authority and hope that he would be enlightened and could come back down and guide his people to success. So his people were all people. He never thought narrow. He was always thinking of mankind or humanity, not of the particular people. So his people as a nation, so this is important that we know. This. He put them down as a nation. He did not have admiration for his people as Arabs, although they once had a great civilization and great social leaders at one time in their lives. So this is all a part of Arab history. But their tendency was to rebel against the best leadership, just like Jews, and selfishly take for themselves what they want from the past and pride themselves pride themselves in it, but not unified, not having any desire to become unified. So they existed as tribes, threatening each other, claiming of the rights and stuff. So that was the Arab people in that time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So you had to pay a toll. Actually, he paid the chief to cross his territory. But if you want to go to Syria or somewhere and came across his territory, you had to pay a toll. I believe it, because you think of how it costs just within the state to go from place to place. They have it set up so they can get so much money. And then look at the next state. It is doing the same thing. That is a lot of money. Every vehicle, as population increases, their money increases. So Juba near Mount Sinai are the same. Enlightenment, real mountain, is the mountain in your thinking. Juba near the mountain of enlightenment, is not called Mount Sinai, but it is the same. So the idea is the same, that Moses had to go up in the mountain and get the light from God and bring it down to the people. But when he got it in the form of commandment that had to be applied on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just does not give his revelation, because if he just wanted to give revelation, he could just give revelation to all of us. He could reach all of us. But he gives revelation, and then he qualifies a person to apply the light when he goes back amongst his people. So the same thing happened for Moses, happened for Muhammad, peace be upon the prophet. But you know, Muhammad, present, and peace be upon him, first I would say encountered, because he did not know God. He was just seeking answers. He felt that there was higher authority to give him those answers. Just nature was moving him to do what he did. He did not read Bible or any scripture. So Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, had one encounter, one on the mountain. And to my knowledge, he never had another one on the mountain. So what does that tell us? That really the mountain is not necessary, not physically mountain. The real mountain is the mountain in your thinking. He went up there one time. That was his nature, sending him way up there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if my servant asks about me, tell them I'm near. Why did you leave your people and go way up there on that mountain thinking that you were going to get close to me? So Muhammad, present and peace be upon him, did not need anything except the one lesson. He knew he did not have to go up there. Sometimes he would be back down on the ground doing business. And all of a sudden he had to cut off business and listen to his Lord. I think you get more when you are on a low level than you do when you are almost physically high level. So the Lord knows I have not climbed up any level. I used to like climbing trees. I had no desire to even climb a tree. My desire is to put my forehead and nose on the ground and sajda. Salakallahu Zadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow, inshallah, at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means that it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Mirage Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May Allah guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.